Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, Steve, the microphones are on properly.
At a moment of panic, I was like, oh, is it going to work? The voice is still shot. It's getting better.
It sounds better than it did yesterday.
Yeah.
I know
it's like a half a pack of cigarettes today.
What all are you drinking over there? What's your remedy?
I'm a big fan of the throat coat.
And what do you put in it?
You know, I need to put some cayenne pepper into that bitch.
Isn't that bitch? So you put cayenne pepper. Do you add like honey or anything like that?
I mean, lemon? I would if we had it here. We don't have it here.
Whiskey.
I would if we had it here. I don't think we... Do we have...
Well, while you are coating your throat, let's inform the Rockaholics.
Yes.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. It's funny because like everyone just assumes you're sick when lose your voice. They're like, and they do that like walk away from you kind of thing. And they're just like, oh, are you sick? And I'm like, no, I just...
No, you're sick.
I mean, that's you saying that, not me. I'm just talking too much when I was on vacation. And I just, the voice went. And,
it happens.
And I don't know when it's coming back.
I think it's on its way.
I think it is. But I just think it's funny. Like, when we went and got coffee yesterday, and I'm making the coffee order, and I'm like, looking at my wife, I'm like, can you just make the coffee order? Everyone thinks I'm like patient zero. Yeah. Well, today is a very important day.
Yes.
Did you file your taxes?
It's happening today, Steve. I was working on it late last night. But you know what?
You are that person.
At one point, I thought I was going to owe thousands of dollars. As of last night, it looks like 411. So it's a good day for me.
See, I'm on the other end. I'm that idiot that puts too much into taxes
because
I like getting that big tax return. And I already blew the tax return for our trip to Hawaii. But, you know, it was nice.
No, that is very nice.
We filed ours like months ago only because I knew we had that vacation coming up. And I'm like, we're going to need that money.
Smart man right there.
Yeah. Otherwise, like, I'm typically like the same person. I'm like, I'll always say January, February, I'll get it taken care of. And then it's like, you know, April 13th. I'm like, oh, crap. I need to go get my taxes done. So get them done today, people.
Yep.
And here's an interesting poll that we found about tax day. People are risking it and considering not filing their taxes this year, like being rebels, being bad boys. Do you know why?
I don't know why.
Because they think that everyone's understaffed, so they assume that things will fall through the cracks, which is not me. I get so nervous that the IRS is going to be banging on my door, and I'm definitely not somebody that they're going to have their eye on. I'm not making enough money. I'm not doing enough like random things with my filing, but I'm always scared that I'm going to get dinged for something.
For sure.
Yeah. So, anyways, get your taxes done, people.
Washington State has launched its very first work zone speed camera, and this is down near Joint Base Lewis-McChord. They want to help protect all those construction workers in that area, try to catch those speeders. The first offense, if you are busted in one of those construction zones, is going to cost you $248.
Damn.
Yeah, so be very careful.
Yeah.
Take care of our construction workers. This is construction zone season, Steve. It really is.
When is it not construction zone season? That's what I'd like to know.
That's a good call.
All right, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 64 degrees. The Kraken, they have their last game of the season tonight. So go Kraken. Take it on the Los Angeles Kings. That's happening at Climate Pledge Arena. The Mariners are playing in Cincinnati this afternoon. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino. And that's what's up.
What the hell is going on with a Seattle business that would lead to a news report saying this?
Drinking on the job, groping women, even forcing female employees into a wet t-shirt contest.
And it's not KISW.
It sure is not. The story is nuts. We're going to jump into it at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is going on over at Seattle City Light, Steve Miggs?
Taryn, you sent me this link yesterday. You slid into my DMs on Instagram and sent the post. And I was like, what is this?
Apparently, there's this massive investigation that's been going down. And I think it spans like a decade. They've been looking into misconduct, drinking on the job, sexual harassment. The list goes on and on and on. And it goes back to like 2017 that they've been trying to figure out what's happening at Seattle City Light. This is part of the report from Fox 13.
Drinking on the job, groping women, even forcing female employees into a wet t-shirt contest. These are just a handful of shocking 200-plus allegations spanning nearly a decade and detailed in a newly released investigation into Seattle City Light.
I was like sold right there. I need to hear more about this story. Like, what the hell is going on?
Does anybody work there? Are you allowed to talk to us?
No, I never worked at Seattle City Light, but I mean, I worked at when it was called Puget Power.
Puget Sound Energy. Oh, you did.
And man, it was crazy. Just like this back in those days. No, I'm kidding. It wasn't. Could you imagine?
It's pretty shocking.
Thanks for joining the news at 10 o'clock. I'm Nia Wong.
And I'm Frankie Thompson. Fox 13 sat down with the CEO this afternoon after this report went public. Jennifer Dowling joins us now with more on the egregious claims and what's being done to stop the behavior.
Yeah, the CEO calls this behavior very disappointing and says that many employees were afraid to come forward. She says they feared retaliation from network crew chiefs because some were actively participating in that culture.
I couldn't imagine working in a place like that.
How many people do you think work there? Thousands?
I gotta imagine. I mean, maybe not at thousands in the office, but I mean, there's thousands probably because of all the people that have to be out on the job and deal with stuff in out in the wild.
Yeah, that whole story was completely unbelievable.
Seattle City Light's CEO says more than a dozen employees were fired or suspended after an external investigation uncovered disturbing claims. Early signs of trouble appeared in 2017 in a complaint that stated apprentices were required to frequently buy alcohol and that
Well, nothing's wrong with that. We used to do that with our interns, right?
That sounds familiar.
Again, how are you thinking that this is not going to blow up in your face? Like, I mean, I guess people with power just assume that they're never going to get busted for it.
Power, because it's a light company.
Do I have anything to throw at you?
Get out of here.
And then a crew chief operated his work truck as a rolling mobile bar.
Oh, my God. Oh.
That's why they got rid of all the KSW trucks from here.
That was the reason. That's why.
You know, it's not so weird that we have a kegerator now here at the radio station. Seattle City Light has a bar, a traveling bar.
We need to level up, apparently.
One report says a crew chief took an employee that worked as a cable splicer to a bar to get her drunk and then allegedly took compromising photos of her. Jeez. Another stated crews would go to bars, including the Ballard Mandarin Restaurant and Bar House in Fremont between regular and overtime shifts. An employee reported that when an apprentice turned down a drink, a crew chief bought and served him one anyway, asking if he was a snitch.
Hazing.
If he was listening, Ryan's done that to me. Say, come on, have some whiskey with
Here's
me.
Here's your truth serum.
What are you, a snitch?
Some who didn't buy alcohol reported being isolated. Others said crew members were so drunk, they didn't get anything done.
What is happening over at Seattle City Light?
Well, and the fact that it's been going on for that long, I don't know. I mean, maybe things calmed down the last couple of years if people knew this investigation was underway. But the fact that it's been, you know, for nearly a decade they've been looking into this, there's got to be a lot of stuff to sift through.
So I said my buddy works as a lineman for Seattle City Light. I'm going to have to ask him about this, haha.
Yeah,
meet up with him at the van.
Oh, God.
For a drink. That's a man. Wow.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see how this all unfolds.
Like, if you played and said all this stuff was going on, guess what business it was? I don't know. Even if you gave me a multiple choice of like four answers and one of them was Seattle City Light, I don't know why. I would just be like, nah, there's no chance. Like, that just seems so crazy to me. I don't know why, but that just blew my mind when you sent me that story.
Steve, I know you're a big sports guy.
Yes.
In your life, have you ever had the opportunity to touch or hold a special trophy or an award of some sort?
Stanley Cup, which was very, very, very cool. And all my friends have a picture of it, and they're all like, you know, if you can't touch it, it's bad luck. I'm like, it's bad luck if you play in the NHL.
Yes.
I'm never going to be in a situation where I'm not going to win the Stanley Cup because I touched the cup.
Well, you were almost an e-bug once.
Yeah, the emergency backup goalie for the Kraken, yes.
Rockaholics, if you've ever had a chance to touch or hold something big like that from the world of sports, 206-803-ROCK, give us a call and tell us about it. We're bringing this up because the vice president had this exact opportunity, and he ended up dropping this trophy. And Migs, I understand there's a time that you got kicked out of a sporting event because your bud touched that trophy.
Yes. I didn't touch it at that point, but yes.
We're going to talk about all this trophy action after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Migs Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
The celebration continues for Ohio State. They won the national championship this year.
Yep.
And they got to go visit the White House as part of this continued celebration, where Vice President J.D. Vance ended up having some issues with the trophy.
And I think he went to Ohio State, so this was like a big deal for him to have the opportunity to be there with the national championship. And, well, it didn't go very well. He kind of dropped the trophy. Here's the audio. And you'll hear right when the crowd sees what and everyone's calling it a fumble because it does look like he's fumbling the trophy. Except there's one person that's just like, great job. Fantastic. Yep, do that.
Well, at first I thought that it broke, but I didn't realize it's like a base that it sits in or something like that.
Which made it less bad. Because at first I thought the same thing. I'm like, I can't believe this guy just broke a trophy. Like, that's very awkward. I mean, like, but then when you find out that it's kind of sitting on it, then I'm like, why the hell are you letting someone touch that?
Don't
then?
Try to pick it up. Well, if you've ever had a chance to touch or hold something that prestigious, like the Lombardi Trophy or the Stanley Cup, give us a call. The number is 206-803-ROCK. And see if we do have someone on hold that did have an interaction with the Lombardi Trophy. But first, we're going to chat with Chris from Smoky Point. Chris, what was the item that you got to interact with?
So I got to hold, I wear all five Stanley Cup rings from the alumni of Team Canada.
That's Whoa! Amazing. Do you remember any of the players?
No, it was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
I was stationed out in Kuwait at the time, and they came out to our base and they played street hockey with us.
That's awesome.
And I'm telling you right now, those old boys, they were dirty players. I'm telling you right now. They were you know, the old alumni, but like, holy cow, they can still play to this day.
Dude, I've had an opportunity to skate with some guys that played in the NHL back in the day. One of my favorites was Steve Konowalczyk, who was the coach for the Seattle Thunderbirds and also played in Denver and with the Avalanche and some other teams and coached in, I think, Anaheim. And man, even way past his prime, and like, he's just playing with us beer leaguers, just having fun. He's still grinding in the corners, making people earn every puck that they grab. I was like, this dude is just like, it never left him. And I thought that was so cool.
Just next level athleticism.
I got to hold a Stanley Cup ring once. It was Turner Stevenson from the New Jersey Devils. He lives around here. And he's like, you want to hold it? I'm like, I grew up a Devils fan. Yes. So he chucks it to me, which was crazy. I catch it. And all the pictures I have are blurry because my hand was shaking because I was just like so in awe of like holding a Stanley Cup ring. It was so cool.
That's so rad. 206-803-ROCK. Have you ever had a chance to touch or hold something prestigious like that? How about you, David from Lake Stevens?
I got to touch with Lombardi.
Where was this?
This was in a stadium there at the celebration event after the Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah! Let's go Hawks!
And, so after the whole celebration's over, Breno Giacomini, who was notorious for getting us a bunch of false start penalties, he's bringing it around the side, and I'm right there in the front, and he's holding it up. So, you know, a bunch of us are sticking our hands out, like, yeah, I get to touch Lombardi. Heck yeah. And so as I'm touching it, I look at him, and I say, hey, you did good by not getting us too many penalties so we could win this. And he definitely gave me quite a dirty look.
They hit you over the head with it.
Worth it.
What would you rather, touch the Lombardi or do a fireball shot with Marshawn Lynch at the Super Bowl celebration?
Ooh, I think I'd have to go with the fireball shot because Marshawn just looks like he's a lot of fun.
It looked like he was having the best time at that parade.
Well, now, would you take the fireball shot over touching the trophy?
Absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah. So there was a time, man, I don't think I ever told you this story about my buddy Munson. You've interacted with. He's a great guy. He's a dad now. He's just one of my favorite people. But back in the day, he, you know, would have a few drinks and have a good time. And I have to be like over 10 years ago, maybe even longer than that. And we were at the Seattle Thunderbirds game when they brought the Stanley Cup. So sometimes the Stanley Cup would just tour around.
Yeah.
And they had it up on display and anybody could get a picture. So you get in line, you wait however long. So he got a picture earlier, and then later on in the night, he goes, I'm going back to get another picture. Like, why? He's like, I'm going to freaking lift the cup, but he used a different F word. I'm like, I'm coming with you if this is happening. Like, I don't believe you. So we're waiting in line, and he's just telling us, I'm going to pick up the cup. I'm going to pick up the cup. I'm like, they're cool with you touching it. They're not going to let you pick up the cup. Sure as S, he gets in line. He gets to the point where he's taking the picture, and I see him, like, sizing up the cup. And he just grabs it and lifts it above his head and yells, F yeah. The people, the keepers of the cup, lose their mind. They instantly kick him and all of us out. But the game was already over. It was like a minute or so left in the game. But we go outside and I recorded him talking about the experience. And you could just hear like the adrenaline and alcohol in his voice. Do you want to hear it?
Of course.
We are outside of the Seattle Thunderbirds arena because you just got kicked out for doing what?
I lifted the cup.
He got it before their security crew could even grab him. He has it over his head. And what did you yell?
I said, yeah.
The best thing is, right when he lifts it, security just whoosh, boom, right in there.
Right when
So what I did is I put my arm around it, and I just gave it a little finger, like a little tilt, like, all right, is this secured to the table? Okay, no, it's not. All right, I'm doing it. It was the greatest thing I've ever done. Greatest thing I've ever done. Oh, my God. And then all I did, it was 2 minutes left in the third period. I got kicked out. Who the f*** cares?
The best part, we had one of our guys was supposed to take the picture. Didn't take the picture.
No.
He was just
He had one job.
He was so in awe of what was happening. I think he forgot to take the picture.
Probably not going
to
have that chance again.
No.
Rockaholics, you have a chance to beat Steve right now. He's got a current record of 108 wins, 47 losses, and 25 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. Call now and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
The Daily Migs Show.
Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.